Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. As the women are back from a fabulous retreat out on the Waianae Coast, understand it was just really good, really fantastic. It's good to have you back. Why don't we turn in our Bibles to Psalm 119? This is a Psalm of David. It's the longest chapter in the entire Bible. It's 176 verses, and it celebrates the Word of God. Every verse deals with God's statutes, His word, it deals in some form or another referring to the scripture. It's also an acrostic. There are 32 stanzas with 8 verses each, and it corresponds to the 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So we're going to go just basically one stanza at a time, 8 verses at a time. So the first one is the Alpha. In the Hebrew alphabet, and each one of these verses begin with Alpha, or that Hebrew word. So Psalm 119, let's look at the first 8 verses, and you can follow along as I read. How blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. How blessed are those who observe His testimonies, who seek Him with all their heart. They also do no unrighteousness. They walk in His ways. You have ordained Your precepts, that we should keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be established to keep Your statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I look upon all Your commandments. I shall give thanks to You with uprightness of heart when I learn Your righteous judgments. I shall keep Your statutes and do not forsake me utterly. Father, we thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness in our lives. We thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for the precepts that lead and guide our lives. They're a lamp unto our steps, a light unto our path. Lord, so continue, Lord, to illumine us and just bring more and more of the reality of Jesus Christ into our lives and our hearts. Lord, through this morning, this time of worship, Lord, and being in your word, we thank you, we love you, we praise you for your goodness and all that you are in our lives. Lord, just be with each and every person, Lord. Maybe some of the trials that they're going through, maybe some of the highs that they're on, Lord. And you say, rejoice with those that rejoice and weep with those that weep. Lord, so we pray your Holy Spirit, Lord, would just move amongst us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Yeah. this morning. We want more of you. Lord, we're here to say that we're hungry, that we're thirsty for more of you. Lord, and we thank you that you answer us when we call to you. Father, take us deeper.
Of the one who See you.